Log Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings, greetings and more blessings coming to you live from Sankofa Divinity. Yes. Once again, doing my thing as the divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be. I am always grateful to be able to come on the air and express who I am, how I am, and how I serve. So here we are at Sankofa Divinity. I am Dr. Yahshua Elohim, and I am looking forward to the talk. I'm going to run this topic for a very long time, returning home to self, because I believe and I know without a shadow of a doubt that it's the ultimate reality in which one wants to come to, is come home to themselves. Now, before I even get started, if anyone wants a one-on-one coaching session, a virtual coaching session, you can always reach me at Sankofa Divinity at Outlook.com, or you can contact, you can even go to my website, which is SankofaDivinity.com. My business number here at Sankofa Divinity is 984-444-2157. Okay? I wanted to go ahead and get that out. You can always find me on Facebook as well. I am absolutely available and accessible. Today, like I said, the topic will always be, it will run for quite some time, and that is returning home to self. What does it mean to return home to self? Now, I'm going to give you a story before I even get into it. First, I must let you in on a little things or knowing who I am and where I come from. I do come from a Christian background. I was raised as a Christian. And then I ventured, as I became an adult woman, I ventured out and I came into my own being. And in coming into my own being, I kind of released a lot of the teachings or the fundamentals of Christianity. Nevertheless, I do use the information as a reference point to give some kind of basis or a foundation to start from. So here I'm going to tell a story of the prodigal son. How the prodigal son, you have two sons who are basically living in the same house. They're living in the same mansion, if you will. They're living in the same palace. They're living in the same castle with their father. And one of the boys decided to go out and venture out on their own and take all of his inheritance in the process of going out on his own. So he takes his inheritance and he goes out on his own. He goes into what I would consider the world of things. He goes into the world of things, and he begins to live in the world. And as he's doing that, nothing is really connecting for him. So he's in the world, and he's creating all of these experiences and all of these realities that are not serving nor speak or respect his own divinity or respect where he come from. He could have told anyone that he lived in a palace and garments were brought to him. He could have told anyone that, but because he was in the world, he had to subject himself to the language of the world. He had to subject himself to the language of the world and become the world itself. So in this process of doing that and being in the world, I mean, he just becomes terrible. You know, he doesn't manage his money well. He becomes a drunkard. He becomes naive to a lot of things that would bring him success. Just really things are not going right for him, if you will. They're not going in his favor. Nevertheless, he finds himself in a pig pen because he has a job. He has a job where he is feeding the pigs. That's what he does. He was feeding the swine. But as he's feeding the swine, he also found himself eating exactly what the swine were eating. He was eating the same food. And in that moment, he came to himself. And he realized that this is what, I came from my father's house. And in my father's house, there were so many mansions there. So many mansions. There was so much prosperity and abundance of food and everything. Anything that I could, my heart's desire, it was there. And now I stand in the midst of this pig pen eating as the swine eat. In that moment, he comes to himself. He realizes the divinity within himself. He realizes the power of the divinity within himself. So guess what? He began his journey back home. He began to return back home. So he goes home. He returns home. Now, in his mind, he's thinking, because he's still thinking like the world. In his mind, he's thinking, oh, he's not going to take me back. He's going to do this. He's going to treat me poorly. He's just going to turn me away because I ran away and all that. In his mind, that's what he's thinking, in his mind. But it did not deter and it did not stop him from returning home. It didn't return. It didn't stop him. It didn't stop him at all. So he kept going home. He took the journey back home. So he gets home, and his father sees him from afar, okay? His father runs out to him, and with open arms, takes him in, feeds him, puts garments on him, and rings on his finger. And treated him as if he never left at all. Okay? So when you return home to yourself, it's going to be as if you never left home, simply because you're returning to the true self. You're returning to the divinity of who you are. That's who you're returning to. You're returning to the natural and the true nature of who you are. So many times in life, we get caught up in people, places, and things. We get trapped by the conditions and the situations that we find ourselves in. And we do not want to return home to ourselves, simply because in our mind, we think that the self that is within us, the divine that is within us, and you can call it father, mother, God, whatever, we think that that divine self, that higher aspect of who we are, is not going to receive us. But what we don't realize is that the divine has never moved. It has never moved from you. It is you that has moved. It is we that move away from the divine. The whole it is faithful to its divinity, to its own nature. The integrity of the whole cannot be bent or wavered. It cannot be bent or wavered. And it does not move. And it's not dictated by the actions of people. Now, I will say this. The actions of a person will cause the divinity to allow the laws of the universe to move. So based on your choices that you make in life, the laws of the universe are set in motion. They are set in motion. Okay? What are the laws in the universe? The laws in the universe is one, the law of mentalism. Whatever you think in your heart, so is you. Whatever you think in your heart, so is you. The law of cause and effect. Whatever you sow shall come to pass. Whatever you sow, you shall reap. The law of correspondence. Whatever is done on one end is going to be done on the other end. There's a corresponding going on. And I'm going to use the story again. So here we are. Here we are with the prodigal son, and he's realizing that he's not where he should be, but at the same time, he is where he is based on his choices. He's in the law of mentalism. And on top of that, he has caused the law of cause and effect to take place. Now he finds himself eating as the swine eat. So because he's coming home to himself mentally in this state, there's a shift going on in his mind, in his state, to return home to self. Now that he's returning home to self in his mind, then the law of cause and effect is set in motion. Then you have the law of correspondence. The correspondence is at the house. The correspondence is at the self that never left you as an individual. It allowed you to be the individual that you want to be. It gave you the free will to make your own choices. The cause and effect, correspondence, okay? So now yourself, the higher aspect of yourself is now receiving the energy or the frequency of the mentalism of the cause and effect that you have going on with you mentally. So guess what? That frequency lines up with the correspondence of your higher self. And guess what? You begin to move towards your higher self. You begin to return home to self. And in doing so, yourself or the higher aspect of you, who you are, is pulling you in. It is opening up to allow you to come into the space because you have aligned yourself based on mentalism, your mentalism, your attitude, your behavior, and cause and effect. So now the law of correspondence is nothing more than the law of attraction. Now he's attracting to him to the very thing that he wants, but he has to move towards it. So as he's moving towards it, the thing that he wants is also pulling him in. And it almost seems as if the thing is moving towards him, but it's not. It's pulling him in. It's allowing him to come into the space because of the frequency. The radio stations are on the same bandwidth, if you will. They're on the same station. So he gets back, and the higher self, the higher aspect of who he is, guess what? It opens up and lets him come in. So this is about returning home to self. Life is about returning home to self. It's not about going out building houses and living on land. It's about coming home to self. If you can find the peace and the poise and the power within yourself, you too may return home. Be whole and made complete and perfect. This is Sankofa Divinity. Enjoy your life and enjoy it mindfully. Be well.